recited in the Tarawih Salah, the 21st Parah was recited, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, اُتْلُ مَا أُحْيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. First, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given a command that make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, what has been revealed to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and perform your salah. Salah is such a great ibadat, it will prevent a person from fahshai wal munkar, from all kinds of immorality and evil actions. And the ulama said that the condition is salat must become salat. It must be a true salat. The more perfection there is in a person's salah, because Allah has given the command, waqim salat, to perfect salat. So how much there is perfection in our salat, so much it will save a person from all kinds of immorality, all kinds of evil. So really a person has to make an effort on his salah. If we've got many gunas in our lives, the more we will improve our salah, the more gunas and sins will come out of our life. And to get this perfection in salah, one important aspect is zikr. So wala zikrullahi akbar. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest of actions. It's one meaning, the zikr of Allah, when a person makes zikr of Allah ta'ala, is a very great action. It creates ruh, it creates soul in a person's life, in a person's ibadat. So by the more zikr of Allah ta'ala a person makes, this will create life in a person's salah also. It will create iqamat al-salah, perfection of salah. And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the other meaning of wala zikrullahi akbar is when Allah remembers you, this is the greatest thing. And how will Allah remember a person? Is when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make zikr of Allah, then Allah remembers us. Subhanallah, what can be greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembering a person? This is a great bounty. And wallahu ya'alamu ma tasna'un. Allah ta'ala knows exactly well what actions a person is doing. Hazrat Mawlana Shabbari Tami rahmatullahi alayhi says from here, that on the night of Qadr also, whichever of the nights of Qadr a person is looking for it, these are three ibadat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, especially tilawat of Quran, and performing of salat, and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And zikr of Allah ta'ala will include dua also, and all other kinds of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I was mentioning one extra point here. He said, Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Allah knows exactly well what a person is doing. This refers to muraqabah, pondering. A person ponders over his life and thinks of the weaknesses of his life. He makes tawbah, and a person can ponder over the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these four ibadat we should do on the night of when we're looking for qadr, and in general also. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are many people who disbelieve in the Quran Sharif, in the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas the Quran is a clear miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your own Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot even write about how you are, what knowledge you are giving to mankind. And this is actually clear ayat. Allah ta'ala has placed it in the heart of those people who have been granted knowledge. It comes in the heart of a person. It's a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this kitab. And those who are not prepared to accept, Allah is sufficient as a witness. Allah is testifying that the Quran is the kitab of the truth. And sometimes, because you people have believed in the Quran, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had to make hijrat and leave their homes and go out. This was like in a surah before. In the surah, Allah ta'ala is mentioning imtihanat, an examination. So the imtihan they had to have was they had to leave their homes and they had to make hijrat and they had to go to Medina Munawwara. And automatically, when a person is going for hijrat, he is worried, if I leave my home, or in today's time I leave my job, I'm living in an environment where there's so much of fitna and evil, I cannot save myself, so I have to make hijrat from that place, move to another place where my iman can be saved. So my rozi, my sustenance, where am I going to get that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry about your sustenance. There are so many creatures moving in the surface of the earth, they cannot bear their own sustenance. Allah is the one who gives them sustenance, and Allah grants you sustenance. And Allah is looking after all of His creation, even the animals in the jungle. Why won't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look after you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon. And Allah gives out His rozi wherever He wants. And rozi comes from rain. So, wala insalta wa manasala min as-sama ima'an. If you ask them who sent down the water from the skies, they will say it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also know themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, wherever you're going, when Allah is sending down the rain, Allah will send down the rain in those places. And Allah will give it to a person. And remember, your actual object is not this worldly life. This worldly life is nothing but a pastime and an amusement and plays. But the dar al-akhirat al-ayyal hayawan, the life of the year after is the actual life. If only the people knew. So whatever sacrifices you will make for deen, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهَدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We will guide a person on the right path. And there are different paths Allah will open up for a person when a person will make that sacrifice to look after his iman, protect his iman. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah is with those people who have got ikhlas, who have got sincerity, and who are doing the right actions, the good actions. Allah is with them. The next surah is Surah Ar-Rum. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how the help and assistance of Allah ta'ala will come to the Muslims. Like how Allah ta'ala showed even the Romans, they were completely defeated. They had become very weak in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah gave a glad tidings that within 9 years or so, between 3 and 10 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a victory again. And they were people of the Kitab, the Ahli Kitab, Christians. And the people who defeated them were the Persians. They were polytheists. So the people of Makkah Mukarramah made a joke and they said, the Jew Muslims, how you are monotheists, you also will be defeated and we will become dominant. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, in a short while, you will find that those people who claim to be monotheists, the Christians, they will overpower the Persians. And it seemed like an impossibility. You got a superpower on one side and you got one weak country on the other side. How can those Romans ever overpower the Persian people? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such. This was a miracle of the Quran Sharif, where it seemed like an impossible thing. Within 9 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them victory. So this was one miracle of the Quran Sharif. And on the other hand, it was a sign that the monotheists, that means those Muslims, Allah is going to give them ghalaba soon. Allah is going to give them dominance. And it happened on the Battle of Badr when the Muslims beat the Kuffar. On the same day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the Romans beat the Persians. So this was also, and then it gave a lot of happiness to the Muslims. وَيَوْمَ إِذْ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. That day the Muslims will be very happy with the help of Allah Ta'ala. Two helps. One is that they saw that the Quran Sharif was true, that the Christians overpowered the polytheists. And the second one was the help of Allah Ta'ala in the Battle of Badr, where the Muslims defeated the Kuffar and disbelievers. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Kuffar, they only know zahira min al-hayati dunya, outward things, asbab and means. This is what they know. But akhirat and reality, and the one who's behind the means, what is reality, this is only, they are completely unmindful of the day. And if you travel in the world, you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives dominance to whomsoever he want to. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain signs of his qudrat. And in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that how if Allah wants to give ghalba and dominance to whomsoever he wants to, Allah can do it. Allah says that we created you people from sand. Now today you are human beings and you are running around. What is sign of Allah's qudrat? Sand is heavy. From all the four elements, the heaviest, it lies on the ground. But Allah ta'ala makes it move. And how human beings are running around in the world and doing so many things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you people also, if Allah, how he created you from sand, he joined you together. If Allah wants to join the Muslims and make them successful or take overpower the world, there's nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, Allah ta'ala created from your partners, wives, so that you can get sukoon by them. Woman who is a complete stranger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined her to you. And waja'ala bainakum, Allah is the one who creates between you people love and mercy. So that is why we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Oh Allah ta'ala, unite our hearts. Because Allah is the only one who can keep the heart connected. And many times because of our gunas and our sins, it comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that due to the guna and sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates hatred and enmity in the heart. I forget the exact wording. Ma tawadda ithnan. فَيُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالذَّنْبِ يُذْنِبُ أَحَدُهُمَا. Two people have got love for one another, and then there is a split up amongst them. It is because of a guna and sin one of them has committed. So many times the husband and wife are having problems in the families. The main cause of this is because of our gunas and our sins which we are committing in our homes. Maybe in our shops we are committing it. So Allah is the one who creates love and mercy between husband and wife, two complete strangers. But how Allah unites them? So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying he will unite the forces of the Muslims together and they will defeat the kuffar and disbelievers. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from same parents, but the children were coming out and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the zaban and the tongues different, the colors completely different. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making an ishara here that if Allah wants to destroy and make different all the forces of batil and falsehood, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can scatter them completely. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you're sleeping in the night and the day, you're going out and seeking rosy. This is all a grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who are sleeping, the Muslims, if Allah wants to give them quwwat and strength, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to go out in the world and get ghalba over the non-Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got full power. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says another sign of his is that he shows you the lightning, and Allah ta'ala shows you the thunder, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the rains down, and it gives life to the dead, to the dead earth, after the earth is completely dead. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to, those Muslims who have got iman in their heart, they got khawf and tama'a, the fear of Allah and the hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is within their heart. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to give life to the whole world, bring Islam alive in the world, there's nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he controls the whole world. In here there are clear, clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the ulama says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions 8 usuls and principles of the people to get ghalba, to get dominance in the world. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. The first one is a person must keep our tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we don't turn to any kufr, any shirk, any disbelief, but completely towards tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same fitrat and the nature which Allah ta'ala created people upon. And the second one is inabat ila Allah, turning our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 3, taqwa. Number 4, performing of salat. Number 5, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Do not be among the mushrikeen people, the mushriks and the polytheists. And number six, فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, to fulfill the rights of our family members, the miskeen and the travelers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَتَيْتُ مِنْ رِبَلْ لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ. See, these are the principles which a person, fulfilling the rights of one's family members. And number 7 is fulfilling the rights of the miskeen. And number 8, fulfilling the rights of the travelers. All of these rights will fulfill. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give ghalba and dominance to the Muslims over the kuffar and disbelievers. And you must spend our money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do not take riba and interest. Because when a person is taking this interest, then there is no barakat and no blessings. فَلَا يَرْبُعُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. It will not grow up in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever money a person is giving, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he must give zakat, he must give halal, pure money. In the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase it in bounds and leaves. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُدْعِفُونَ. This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if you want to, you can travel in the world. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. So much of corruption has become alive in the earth, in the oceans, because of the gunas and sins which people have done. And the people, when the Muslims will take over, and this is their objective, is to remove the gunas and the sins, so that this fasad must be removed, and peace must come, harmony must come into the lands of the Muslim people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts all of these conditions so that people can taste the punishment, some of the punishment of what they have done wrong, and perhaps they will turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever halat and conditions come, earthquakes come, problems come, droughts come, all of this, we must look into our lives. The people in the past, whenever they would see some conditions overcoming them, they would make tafakkud, they would start pondering, is there something wrong with me? What amal of mine is deficient? I am lacking in that action. And a person will correct himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people. The next surah is Surah Luqman. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities of the muhsineen, the pious people, those who are performing salat, giving zakat, and having full yaqeen in the akhirat. Not just yahum bil akhiratihum yu'minun, but bil akhiratihum yuqinun. The opposite of iman is kufr, and the opposite of yaqeen is shak. To have doubt, slight amount of doubt, Allah Ta'ala says, no, not to have just iman in akhirat, in the year after, but to have yaqeen. There must not be the slightest amount of doubt also regarding the akhirat, the life of the year after. They are the people on hidayat, and they are the people who will be completely successful. On the other hand, there are those people, may yashtari lahu al-hadith, that they buy futile speech. Ulama say futile speech, they refer to, in the past, like all this musical, girls, they used to invite these girls to the houses, and this woman would be singing. Or it can refer to a book, and like novels. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one person is to bring all books from a foreign country and read the stories to the people and turn them away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in today's time, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi writes, it's also the same, these novels which people are reading, all the comics which people are reading. It way turns it lahu al hadith. It is such speech which makes a person unmindful of realities, unmindful of akhirat, makes a person unmindful of fulfilling his duties of salat, etc. It makes a person unmindful of fulfilling his families, the duties to his families. It makes a person unmindful of his own body also, his own health also. And Mawlana Abu al-Hasan al-Najmi rahmatullahi says in today's time, an easy example of this is the television screen, lahu al-hadith. He said there can't be a better word to describe the television. In 1400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this. He said we can see it only in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What word, if they were to meet television or something like that, no one would have understood that time. But Allah used the word lahu al-hadith, such speech which makes a person unmindful. And in today's time, the cell phone, that's exactly the same thing, makes a person completely unmindful. So Allah says, there are many people who buy this, لِيُدْوِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ or لِيَضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They themselves become misguided, one kirat. And the other kirat is they misguide other people by means of this year. And they take this as a pastime and as a fun. For these people, there is a severe punishment. This obviously is for the kuffar, but for the Muslim people also, if they are doing these things, not to get misguided or whatever, but they are obviously going on the wrong path, then also they will, and if they don't regard it as a mock, they won't lose their iman. But really, it's a major sin. May Allah protect and save us from this lahu al-hadith and all kinds of things which takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, takes a person away from akhirat, takes a person away from the object of his life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Luqman radiallahu anhu, a great wise person, and he had, because of the quality of shukr, he made a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a lot of wisdom. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. You make shukr and thank Allah, you are only doing it for yourself. And if you are ungrateful, Allah is completely independent. Allah is full of praises. Luqman radiallahu anhu gives advice to his nasiyah to his son. And this is what is the duty of every father, to give nasiyah and advice to his son and to bring him up on deen. First thing he told his son, do not make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not take partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very severe thing to tawheed. the first duty of the father to teach his children Tawheed. And then after that he gives them some other advices, but be in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the rights of the parents. Ulama mention here that when we will teach our children the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill in the children the rights of their parents. They will understand now exactly how much I look after my parents, how much fulfill the rights of my parents, how much we teach our children the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala, to fulfill the rights of Allah ta'ala. Allah will create in the hearts of those children the ability to look after their parents, to fulfill the rights of their parents. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you must listen to your parents, obey your parents, and thank me and thank your parents also. But remember, if your parents ask you to make shirk and take partners with me, don't ever follow them. You cannot disobey. لا تعطى لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience to the makhluk, the creation of Allah Ta'ala, in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you cannot obey your parents in wrong things, but do not follow them. وَصَوَحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, but still love with them in this world in a good way. Make their khidmat, look after them, do whatever you have to give them, financial help and assistance, you try to help them. But وَاتَّبِعَ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, but you follow the path of those people who have made inabat, who have turned their attention towards me, whose object of life is akhirat, and who are turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because remember, finally you have to come back to me, and I will inform you exactly what actions you have done. The other thing Luqman radiallahu anhu taught his son was about mujazat. One is tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala. Then he taught him that on the day of qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring every action of yours, is going to bring it forward. You'll be taken to task regarding this. So many parents, they teach their children salat, etc. It's very great, very good. But that's the third thing which Allah ta'ala mentions. Actually, the first two things which we're supposed to be teaching our children is tawheed and akhirat. The importance of tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and akhirat, the life of the year after. And also in our shariat, the importance of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah ta'ala mentioned before, تَبِعَ السَّبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. So the following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatness and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to create this in the child. Then after that, we encourage him to perform salah. Now he'll perform salah. أَقِيمُ السَّلَاةَ وَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, command righteousness, prevent from evil, make sabr, have the quality of patience. Whatever afflictions come in your life, these are all tests and examinations. Father will have to teach his children. He will have to teach his children how they must meet with people. They mustn't turn their face away with arrogance. They must meet people in a correct way. They must teach them akhlaq and character. And you must not walk in the earth with pride and arrogance. How must a child walk? It's the duty of the father. You must don't have pride in you. Don't have arrogance. Have tawadu and humility. And waqsid fi mashrika, when you are walking, walk in a moderate way. Not too fast also. And not also too slow like a woman. And waqsid min sawtik, how to speak also is the duty of the father to teach his child how he must speak. Because inna ankar al aswati the sawtul hamir, the worst of sounds is the sound of a donkey, how a donkey's brays. So they don't speak like that, they're screaming and shouting. So all of these are actually the duty of the parents to teach their children and instill these qualities into their children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to bring these qualities into our life firstly, and then obviously it will have an effect on our own children. And then finally, the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, oh people, you know, people are going on a ship, and when they come into difficulty, then they call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah saves them from the difficulty. Some of them remain on the firm, straight path, but many others, they become disbelievers. They don't even believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they're in problems and difficulties, then they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, remember the day of Qiyamah is coming. There you won't be able to, from that ship, you won't be able to run away now. You won't be able to call help and ask anybody for assistance. No father will be able to help his son. No son will be able to help his father. Remember the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. Let not this worldly life deceive you. And not let the big deceiver, shaitan, deceive you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tell you, Allah is ghafoorul rahim. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Do whatever you want to do wrong in life. Allah will forgive you. Allah is most merciful. This is a big deceiver, shaitan, and how he deceives a person regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, so don't be deceived. Remember that life is very short. Qiyamah is going to take place soon. When is Qiyamah? Allah has got the knowledge of the day. But remember, you are muhtaj and in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. With regarding your rain, you need Yunazirul Ghayth. You are in need of Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every need of yours. While you are in the womb of your mother also, you are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you're going to earn tomorrow, your rosy and sustenance, or you are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your life and death, you are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in your life, you are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So build up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Sajda. This we should try to recite it every night also. There are great virtues mentioned regarding Surah Tabarak and Surah Sajda. A person who will read this every night, then he will get the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Every night we can get the reward of Laylatul Qadr by reciting these two surahs. So we should try to read these two surahs and Surah Waqiyah also every night. A person will be saved from poverty, as our Kavir have encouraged these surahs. So we should try to read them every night. And in here, also on the day of Jumu'ah, we encourage the Sunnah Qiraat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Fajr Salat, first Surah, Surah Sajda, and second Rakat, Surah Al-Dahar. Ulama say the reason for this is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about Akhirat and Qiyamah in the Surah. It's a reminder of Qiyamah, because Qiyamah will take place on a Friday also. So this is also a reminder for a person to think about Qiyamah. So both the Surahs have got to do about Qiyamah, about Jannat and Jahannam, and they remind the person what will happen in the life of the year after. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions this, and He mentions the different groups of people. And finally, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the Surah mentions that Allah Ta'ala has given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam a kitab, and Allah Ta'ala is giving Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a kitab. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Among them we made imams, great leaders and follow people who will be followed, and they will guide people by our command when they had two qualities. When the amal was correct, yes, the quality of sabr was in them. A sabr to do good actions, to stay away from sins, and when the calamities came, they had sabr. So the quality of sabr was in with regard to their amal. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And they had yaqeen and conviction in the promises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Ulama say, بِالصَّبَرِ وَالْيَقِينَ تُنَارُ الْإِمَامَةُ فِي الدِّينَ. With the quality of sabr and yaqeen, a person will get imamat fi deen. Allah will give him, making the imam in deen, and people will follow him. People will get hidayat and guidance by means of that person. But these are two qualities a person has to bring into his life, sabr and yaqeen. And in the final surah which was read last night, is Surah Al-Ahzab. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned, some ulama say that a person must not cause any taklif to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the slightest amount of taklif and difficulty. And those who will cause taklif to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will destroy them. So in this surah, Allah is actually mentioning the azamat and the greatness and the grandeur of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in different ways. An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. The Nabi has got a greater right over the believers and their own lives also. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the right he's got is greater than our own lives. More than we love ourselves, we actually have to love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you've got this weakness in your iman, we have to make an effort for it, to have the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so much that even we have love for him more than our own selves also. And the ulama say the reason for this is our own nafs, it will take us to destruction. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is khair hi khair, only goodness. And the path he was showing us is only of goodness. And he's taking us on the path to Jannat. So whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shows us, it's only goodness. And whatever our own nafs tells us also, sometimes it will lead us to our own destruction. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has got a greater right than our own selves also. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned the battle of Ahzab in great detail, about 3.5 pages, how the Muslims were going through great difficulty, but how Allah's help and assistance came in amazing ways. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum stood firm on that occasion, and how the hypocrites came and they mocked at them. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's help and assistance came to the believers. So a person must stay firm on the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah's help will come upon them. And then the ending of this parah, Allah mentions about the Banu Qurayza. They were people who had so much of wealth and power, and they thought no one will ever be able to defeat them. But how Allah Ta'ala created awe in their hearts, and the Muslims came and overtook their lands and their wealth. All the people were killed because they were treacherous and they caused harm to the Muslim people. And Allah Ta'ala gave all of the lands over to the Muslim people. This was because the Muslims remained steadfast and they held firm unto the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah's help and assistance came to the believers. Till today, if we remain firm on the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah's help and assistance will come to us. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.